Jill Anderson's a naturalist and plant ecologist, and she joins us periodically to talk about phenology, or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome back, Jill.
Thanks. Hi.
Well, they're a deep woods treasure that the casual hiker may overlook. Thimbleberries.
Yeah. I know a lot of people kind of just, about thimbleberries.
They're missing something, I'll tell you.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly why it is, unless it's just that you can't really, you know, garner huge quantities like you can with some of our other berries. But and I have read that, and I've wondered about this because to my, and so hearing your take on this would be interesting. To my taste buds, thimbleberries have a rich flavor. They're very tangy, mm-hmm. but they're not super sweet, but they're not sour. They've just got a great tangy, fruity. I just
love what you want
flavor.
When you're on a hike in the woods, if you're backpacking or something. That's when we first discovered them, and uh-huh. along the trails up on the border route trail.
Oh yeah,
and you know, you can just stop and eat a couple, and it's just kind of something to refresh you. But you don't ever find a whole bunch, and you're not gonna put them on your cereal necessarily.
Yeah. Well, I've read that some people have written that they're bland tasting, and that is so not mm-mm. what I taste. So it makes me wonder, since this is a plant that has an interesting range. So it's very common in from north to south on the continent, in the west. So if you think northwestern Canada mm-hmm. all the way down, and depending upon the latitude, it's moving up in elevation. So, it likes cooler, moister environments. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of the West that it occurs in. And then there's kind of a gap, but then there's a Great Lakes population. And there's no real consistent connection across the plains, but I believe there's some occurrences in North Dakota. But anyway, mostly it's Great Lakes and the Northwest, and then down the west, the Western Rockies, and the west down towards Mexico. So big range, and it makes me wonder if the plants out west, I have never had one in the west, and it makes me wonder if they taste different there, which is entirely possible. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I think they taste great, and and if you do come across a place where there's a nice big patch and can manage enough discipline not to just eat them all right then and there, I have made some great jam with them, combining them with raspberries, and they add some great flavor. So anyway, they're a pretty common plant in northern Minnesota. They are typically associated with parts of the landscape where fire is a part of the disturbance regime. They're very well adapted to fire, and they bloom the most and fruit the most and are most kind of prolific in places that are open. And so if you think about the landscape over the last many thousands of years, then these big openings and even small openings created by fires of not the most severe intensity, but of sort of low and moderate intensity and severity, they would have created nice openings for thimbleberries. And because thimbleberries are a strongly rhizomatous species, so they have all these underground systems from which sprouts can come up, they will sprout very vigorously once there's that opening created. Mm-hmm. And so both in current places where we've had recent fires, but also roadsides nowadays, is where you probably see most thimbleberries actually blooming and making berries. Blow down areas, similar kind of response can happen because of the extra sunlight. But they're also very good because of these rhizomes, and also because of their really persistent seeds. They're also very good at just persisting in even an older forest that, you know, don't have perfect, you know, blooming conditions. And so it's not at all uncommon to be touring around through a very dense forest and find little clumps of thimbleberries, and sometimes blooming despite the fact that they're not getting a ton of sun. So you can find them, just as you say, kind of be very opportunistic. They with finding the fruits and enjoying the beautiful big white flowers. These are very showy plants compared to our red raspberries, you know, that we're more accustomed to picking and finding.
Well, they have big leaves too. Very, yes, identifiable.
Right, very identifiable. Big bright green leaves, mm-hmm. Broad, kind of palmately lobed. So, not the split leaflets like the red raspberries and the blackberries. Big broad points on them. And they get big, so they're foot and a half, sometimes 3 feet. You know, I've seen them, yeah, around our place, I've seen them, you know, 3 feet tall. That would be, you know, in a bright opening kind of situation. They food for many, these bright red berries, did we say that?
Mm.
Scarlet, very distinctive, hairy, similar to the other raspberries and blackberries in that they're, it's a collection of what are called drupelets.
And these drupelets are much smaller than they are in a raspberry.
Yes.
They're a half.
Yeah, right.
Goodly half the size, yeah, of a raspberry droplet. So they're,
yep,
and they're usually pretty uniformly formed, mm-hmm, in kind of a heart shape, mm-hmm, whereas raspberries sometimes, you know, mm-hmm, are formed more by those droplets. And mm-hmm, so yeah, they're easy to spot once,
yeah,
you've seen them.
Right.
You,
yeah,
won't forget it.
Yeah, and they kind of sit upright.
Mm-hmm.
Versus dangling down.
And they don't scratch.
Right, they don't scratch, right? They're completely harmless. and the fruit, besides being, you know, I think great to eat ourselves, a lot of different animals and birds, of course, use the fruits and the seeds, mm-hmm, especially the seeds in the fruit. And birds and other critters are important means of dispersing the seeds throughout the forest, so that when there is an opening that's created, fire or whatever, that boom, you know, then the seeds can have sat there for many years, but be ready to take advantage of that.
Well, the next time you're out for a hike, do take a look, because they're well worth paying attention to.
I'll say, I'm with you. Let's go.
Jill Anderson regularly updates us on the goings-on in our woods and waters. Thanks for bringing us up to date on thimbleberries.